The September 11th class was only recorded for the last few minutes. So unfortunately, bowl plagues number 1 through 4 were not covered. They will be covered next week. This is the conclusion of that session.
Eternally benefit, I think we'd all just be born into heaven forever, right away. There wouldn't be this time on a fallen world. So I think we're eternally going to be better off. That's a great comfort to us, having God's Spirit, having the body, having His promises. Those things make it a very different kind of suffering. But the church needs to know, and this letter is to 7 churches, if you don't repent, or if you fall away, bad news. Bad news. The suffering is eternal, and you will lose the equipping of the Spirit and the benefit of God's promises and the fact that the suffering is good for you.
I came in really late, so I apologize. But there was just two things. You're talking about suffering. And I was watching Adoniram Judson last night. You know, he lost 3 wives and his first 3 kids, and he was specifically giving his life to the Lord. The other very brief comment was, really, we come down to 2 things regarding suffering. Either A, original sin is true, and I personally was literally present in Adam's DNA. So I am part of the fall, literally, physically, as part of my DNA that I can trace back to him. Or B, we go back to something like what Mr. Fauci, for what it's worth, he made a comment once that he said, the greatest bioterrorist is nature. Basically, he's blaming God. And so really that's what it comes down to, is either we are responsible for the fall, or basically they're blaming God. And if you listen to Dawkins and all these other people, that's what they're doing. So there's a great bifurcation right now in the culture and philosophically, and the theology, quote unquote, of Mr. Fauci and Dawkins and Harris and all these people. So that's my quick point.
Okay. Yeah, the world is going to have a very different attitude than believers. And that's not surprising. That's one of the reasons it's harder to see the distinction now. But the distinction is actually much more important than it was in Egypt in one sense. But we don't see the distinction so clearly. But just remember, the view of a person who's not a Christian is you suffer and then you die. I worked with a guy, and that's the way he talked all the time. Well, life, you suffer and then you die. And the trouble is, if you're not a Christian, he's right. That's a very unpleasant statement, a very unpleasant way to view the world. That'd be kind of wretched. Okay, well, Mar has told me my time is long up, so let's close in a word of prayer. Gracious Lord, we glorify your name. We thank you that you have died to save us, that you suffered for us, that you suffer with us in your empathy, and you're doing it for our good, that we might eternally be with you, our only hope, our fulfillment, and our joy. May your name be glorified now and forever. Amen.